The nature of things. Qualia. There are good reasons for thinking that the evidence for materialism will actually never arrive. For example, there is the problem of qualia. Qualia, singular quali, are how things appear to us individually, the experiential aspects of our mental lives that can be accessed through introspection. Every person is unique, so complete understanding of another person's consciousness is not likely possible in principle, as we saw in Chapter 4. Rather, when we communicate, we rely on general agreement on an overlapping range of meaning. For example, historian Amy Butler Greenfield has written a 300-page book about one primary color, a perfect red. As the color of desire, red is a quali if ever there was one. Reviewer Diane Ackerman notes, "Anger us and we see red. An unfaithful woman is branded with a scarlet letter. In red light districts, people buy carnal pleasures. We like to celebrate red letter days and roll out the red carpet while trying to avoid red tape, red herrings, and going into the red." Indeed, fashion houses rise and fall on the subtleties of shades of red. Yet, however red affects us individually, we agree communally to use the word for a range of meanings and connotations, not merely a range in the color spectrum. Materialist neuroscience has a hard time with qualia because they are not easily reducible to a simple, non-conscious explanation. In The Astonishing Hypothesis, Francis Crick grumbles, "It is certainly possible that there may be aspects of consciousness, such as qualia, that science will not be able to explain. We have learned to live with such limitations in the past, for example, limitations of quantum mechanics, and we may have to live with them again." Ramachandran attempts to evade the problem of qualia at the close of his Wreath Lecture, 2003. "The question is, how does the flux of ions in little bits of jelly in my brain give rise to the redness of red, the flavor of marmite or matar paneer or wine? Matter and mind seem so utterly unlike each other. Well, one way out of this dilemma is to think of them really as two different ways of describing the world, each of which is complete in itself." He compares qualia to the fact that light is described as both particles and waves, depending on the context. This might be a useful approach as long as we are prepared to see mind as an objectively existing category that is utterly unlike matter. But Ramachandran's subsequent comments provide no ground for confidence that he himself is so prepared.